Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Good God, how long has it been since the last podcast? Well, much too long. That's what I'm saying. Why do I wait so long between podcasts? Probably because I keep thinking, I should get a good guest. I'll plan this out and bring somebody in that you guys just can't wait to hear and want to listen to. And then I get busy and I miss it, or I forget to book somebody, and then I call them and then they can't do it, then a week goes by and then I should do it. Anyway, it's just me today. I'm recording this in my room at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm working at Sin City Comedy Club this week, and it's been a great week so far here at the club. I was at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in the MGM last week, which I should have done a podcast from there. I could have grabbed one of the comics I was working with, sat down, done a podcast with them. But no, I was much too busy. I was doing the Vegas thing. You know, I need to stop and think more about you, my listeners, than go into the pool. That's just what I need to do. It needs to happen. I need to make it happen. I need to make you guys a priority, because I know that when you listen to me, I just have to say thank you for that. So in return for your listening, I need to do more podcasts and do them, I do better. I need better podcasts for you people. I'm beating myself up right now. I know it. So thanks for listening, and I appreciate it. Anyway, I got to tell you this story. The other night, I'm about to get on the elevator here in Planet Hollywood, and I'm looking at my phone, because that's what you do in this day and age. You just look at your phone. You walk around, look at your phone. You bump into shit, and you just keep moving. You run into poles on the Vegas Strip, and you go, ow, and you just keep going. Well, that's what you do. So the other night, I'm about to get on the elevator. I'm looking at my phone. The door opens. I get on. And there in front of me is a very large man. I just look up, and it's about 7 foot of dark basketball player. That's right. Dennis Rodman was on my elevator. Dennis Rodman! I didn't say anything. I knew I looked twice. I knew I had to shock. I was like, what? What the? Didn't want to say anything. Didn't want, because you got to be cool. And this is your situation, right? It's Dennis Rodman. It's, I got to be like, yo, what's up, brother? I've been just keep looking at my phone like, I'm the coolest dude in the world. But I'm thinking, it's Dennis Rodman, it's Dennis Rodman. So next stop, next floor, these two drunk girls get on. Now, this is where the funny happens. These two drunk girls are like, oh my God, you're so tall. You're so tall. Have you ever thought about playing basketball? High five me. High five me. They're jumping up in the air trying to high five Dennis. He's just standing there basically staring down at him like a giant Bigfoot. They're jumping up. Come on. Do you play for somebody? You should have. You should. If you don't, blah, 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 blah. And then the next floor, they get off. And he and I just sort of look at each other. I look back at my phone because I'm trying not to be, I'm still trying to be cool. Elevator stops. He goes to get off. I have to say something. I said, I don't think they had a clue. And he turns to me and goes, not a clue, brother. And walks off the elevator. It was such a surreal moment. It happened so quick and so strange. It was just one of those, oh. And even as freaky as Dennis Rodman looks on TV, freakier in person, especially when you're not ready for it. You just elevator door opens and you go, hey, that's the dude that was with Madonna and Carmen Electra. I just would like to shake your pee-pee. It was him. And it was just that quick and over and that bizarre. And I was telling it to a friend of mine and they go, this kind of crap only happens to you. No, it doesn't. I'm sure it happens to everybody. Everybody has their brush with celebrity. That was just one of the weird ones that just happens to me quite often. That's just the way it is. It happens to me a lot. Well, after that little bit of story there that I recorded back in my room, it's been a whole day since I even bothered doing a podcast. And now I'm back down in the dressing room. Look at this, the spiking. Can you see that?
I see that.
Where was that before? It wasn't there before.
Right now it's too hot.
Now it's too hot. Okay, that's better. I'm not cut. See, I don't cut any of this shit. Yeah, why not? Shit out. Yeah. I just I leave everything.
You keep it real.
It's very unprofessional, isn't it?
Yeah. You keep it real.
Yes, it's very, very unprofessional.
How you hear it is how it is.
Yeah, and what you hear in the background there is Libby. We are in the showroom dressing room of the Sin City Comedy Club here in Planet Hollywood, and Libby is working with me this week. Yep. Now, Libby is not your real name. Do you do you just go by Libby, or how do you?
Libby the Gopher it was a silly radio nickname when I was doing radio. If you've been in radio, and I think you have, Steve, that
Mudflap,
you get silly nicknames. So it's not. I wish it was an interesting story. Right. It's not. However, I entered a contest on the East Coast at a radio station, and the winner got a job at the radio station. And the whole gimmick was they were looking for the new office gopher.
Oh yeah.
So I walk in. There's like five of us, and everybody sucks but me. And so we're on the air the first morning, and they go around to give everybody nicknames so we can tell everybody, you know, because everybody had regular names. And so if everybody had some crazy name, I was wearing a Motorhead shirt. Lead singer for Motorhead is Lemmy Kilmister. So they said, well, we're going to call you Lemmy because you're always wearing Motorhead shirts. I win the competition, get the job. Now I become Lemmy, the new office gopher. Lemmy the gopher. And then it stuck. Then I got popular, and now I can't get rid of it.
But the story makes total sense of how it happened and how it came to be. But you look nothing like Lemmy. You
I don't have big growths on my face.
Right. You don't have another head growing out of the side of your head.
No. Nor do I have. You know what? It's funny. I just saw Motorhead here in Vegas last month. And I'm glad I did, because...
Is it Motorhead or called Another Head? Because it's growing out of the side of his face.
That's the Motorhead. That's exactly...
That is actually the Motorhead.
That's the Motorhead.
If people ever wonder where that was.
That's right. But it was a great show, Lemmy the Kilmister. Getting old, so I'm glad I saw it. That might be the last time you see Motorhead.
The Kilmister?
Lemmy Kilmister.
Is it getting close to the kill switch?
I think so. Let's say the band was playing fast and he was playing slow. So it was, feel bad for the guy, but I love the band, so I was always wearing Motorhead shirts. That's how I got the silly name. And like an idiot, I got popular on the East Coast. I was in South Carolina at a station called WARQ. And
which city?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Ah.
So I'm from the South. I'm a Southern boy. Moved out to Las Vegas in 2005 to take a job at a radio station here. Perfect opportunity to change my name. Did not do it. Got popular in Las Vegas, and now I've tried to change it a few times, but you know, it's like they, you know, and just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck with Lemmy the Gopher.
Yeah, it's like a stain in your underwear. It's on you.
It ain't going nowhere.
So what station were you here in Vegas?
I was X1075, which was K something. I don't know. It's X1075.
It's one of those that I really don't care. It doesn't matter. It's over.
Yeah. I don't even know the call letters, but it was Extreme Radio X1075 here in Las Vegas.
And, I remember seeing the posters.
Right, right.
Yeah. It wasn't comp.
It was not KOMP. That was our competition. Yeah. And they pretty much whipped our ass. But you know, we had a great time while we were there. So.
Not to get too personal, or you know, what happened at the radio station? Did you say something wrong on air, get caught sleeping with the boss's secretary?
That'll be all of the above, Steve.
All right, that's all that matters.
I think it was KXNT, now that I think about it. We got
that's better than KUNT.
Right, that KUNT. That would have been that's a perfect radio station. Now back on KUNT. It was we moved out here when Howard Stern was going to satellite. Howard Stern was doing the morning show out here on X107.5, and CBS Radio owns all the stations, and it was still up in the air whether they were going to have another syndicated guy come in or just let every affiliate just have their own local show.
Yeah.
So they were looking for a show as just in case, and from the East Coast, I was in a three-man show, and we started sending stuff over, and they liked it and hired us, and with the hopes of being in the morning, being the new morning show. So we move out here, and they said, well, don't worry. If you're not in the morning, we'll put you in the afternoon.
You got it, because, like a pay-or-play contract.
Right, yeah. So, you know, but let's have a high-budget show in the afternoon, because what could go wrong with that? Anyway, we get out here. CBS decides to hire Adam Carolla for our morning show out in Las Vegas. So they said, well, you'll be our afternoon show. So, and I said that day, if it ever comes down to budget numbers, we are going to get shit canned. And luckily, we'd lasted 3 years, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. When they started cutting budgets, we were the first to go. So, nope, nothing happened. People think to this day, they think that I dropped F-bombs or something on the air, and none of that happened. But it's radio's a funny thing, because when they fire you, you're not allowed to say anything about it on the air.
Yeah.
We were on the air for a month, knowing that we were getting laid off.
Yeah.
And they had a dump button. If you don't know what a dump button is, it's a button that disrupts the signal on a
seven-second delay.
Right. So if you say the F-bomb, they can hit this button, it drops. Anyway, so we were on a dump button in the PD's office, in case we just started blah, fuckity, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right.
So, yeah.
And they wouldn't let us say goodbye. Hey, we got laid off. Nothing. We had to have, like, nothing was wrong up until the last day, and then next day we were gone.
Right.
So, you know.
Did they walk you out of the building?
It's funny. They ended it before they said they were going to.
Uh-huh.
You know, they come in the studio with big bottles of tequila, and let's celebrate. Celebrate us getting left, getting let, you know, let go. That's nice. Let's all get drunk. But they, I knew the day that we were done when my little security key wouldn't unlock the door.
Well, that's funny you said that, because I remember having days that I'd go to the building and do my key, and it didn't work, and I'm thinking, did they tell me something? Am I
going
to find out something later today? After I call up to be let in, are they going to go, just come straight to the office?
Yeah, come down to HR.
So that's the one thing about radio, you never feel secure.
I'll tell you
never feel
radio
secure.
Radio is the most cold-hearted business I've ever been in. I knew a guy that got fired in the middle of his shift. They walked in and said, you know, we're flipping the switch, flipping the station to a different format, pack your shit and get out. So that's the way it goes.
Boom, it's over.
Yep. That's never happened to me, but, you know, we did get laid off. So, but, you know, it was a great time while I was there. We had a good time, and Vegas loved us, and so that's why I'm still here.
Well, Vegas still loves you, apparently.
I think so. They tend to forget where I am sometimes, but I remind them, and then they go, okay, and then they come see me. So.
Do you still get people that walk by and go, hey, aren't you?
I get this. You have a twin, because I've seen you somewhere before, and aren't you, what was that? Lemmy, right? Lenny? Yeah, I get Lenny. So then once I remind them, but yeah, I get it. You know, people come to the comedy show here at Sin City Comedy not knowing that I'm here. And then as they walk out after the show, because I can't believe you were here. Wait, I didn't know you. I'm like, well, if you just, I don't know, tune into my Twitter or my Facebook, you would know that I'm here. But it's nice that people still remember me. It's been 6 years since I've been off the air out here. So
what was the most outrageous thing that you're radio show did, because all the rock stations try to outrageous each other.
Well, you know what? They did until a little incident. I don't remember what city it was. I want to say it was somewhere in California, but I'm sure I'm wrong about that. I'm sure anybody can Google it. But some radio station did a contest where they were giving away a Wii gaming console.
Oh, yeah. Wii for a Wii.
That destroyed everything.
Hold your pee for a Wii.
Right.
It was
hold your Wii for a Wii.
Yeah.
And some lady died. She held her piss so long that she died. She had complicated. So after that, we couldn't do anything. No eating contest. No. So I'm going to let you in on a secret when it comes to radio. Let's just speak for my show.
Uh-huh.
Although I know it happens everywhere. Most of the stuff you hear is fake.
Oh.
I'm just going to blow that up. I don't care.
And I hated that. I actually had fights with people about that. Because, like, let's just fake some phone calls.
Right, yeah.
Like, let's pretend we called the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, that's not funny to me.
You'll...
And if people find out that we do that, you know how bad our credibility looks?
Oh, yeah.
But people, I don't know if it's the general public or people in general, why don't they just go, hey, quit making us feel stupid?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they call it theater of the mind.
You know,
they think they paint a picture in their head while you're talking. And you know, we did a lot of real stuff. But there was always conversation of faking something. There was one time when I was down, I was downtown. And if you don't know, I don't know who called Chicago the Windy City. Vegas is the most windiest city in the world. But we were down, I was supposedly downtown one time during the whole O.J. Simpson trial thing. And the thing was to go down there and get on camera with your logo, and then you'd be on national television.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, you're going to go down there, and you're going to have a flag of our radio station draped around your body, but you're going to be nude underneath it. And then the wind is going to blow it off, and you're going to be downtown running around nude, naked, which if anybody's ever seen me, I'm not getting naked in front of anybody.
But you do every night on stage.
I do take my shirt off on stage and slip my tits around. That's about as far as I'll go. The pants have to stay.
Okay. So you're down there, flag.
I'm downtown. The wind supposedly blows the, you know, flag off. Now I'm running around naked. They're taking phone calls. People were calling the station offering to come find me and give me a ride back to the station. I'm at the station the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of that, you know, but most, you know, most of the phone calls we had were real. But there are stunts that, I don't care, a lot of radio stations will just fake it. And we did a few of them. I'm not going to
lie. But I think a lot of the fakes, you can tell.
There's
just something about, I remember some of the older days of radio when I was going around and you'd go to these like Howard Stern type shows, mm-hmm. that, you know, it would be like Naked Friday.
Yeah.
And everybody in the studio was naked.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I seriously have been in those studios. and you're like, oh, well, I thought it was just theater of the mind.
Yeah, that's got to be
But you know what?
Scene.
It comes across the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could pretend you're naked.
Sure.
But if somebody's sitting, the right. DJ's sitting there naked, are you telling me it doesn't show up in your voice?
If you've ever seen most DJs, I mean, look at me. I was on the radio. Not a lot of us look that good. There's a reason we're on radio. So I would never sit there naked. But you know what? You can tell if they're all sitting there and they're really naked, you can almost feel the uncomfortableness, if that's a word.
Yeah.
And then it becomes real. But yeah, anybody can fake it. Oh, man, I can't believe you're naked.
Yeah, and then everybody
can tell it's not real, right?
And everybody that night at the club was always like, you were on the show today. Are they really naked in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I'm here to tell you. They're really, because people, you know, when they hear that, they're not sure. I remember when I walked in, the two DJs, one had a compact disc just tied over his junk,
right,
and the other had a whole album.
Wow, so
he was packing, I guess. And then they had a couple of local.
Right.
Dancer, whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. Standing around, but they were painted in like logo of the station.
Yeah. Right.
And but that apparently that was a weekly deal at this radio station.
You know what? All I would need was one of those little mini cassette tapes. Remember those?
Yes.
And I could rewind it with my junk, you know, just like a pencil.
Well, at least you didn't say all I need is a SD card.
A little bit bigger than that, not much. The first SD cards, now they're even smaller, but yeah.
So what got you into stand-up? Were you still on radio? Were you doing stand-up before radio?
Yeah, I was. You know, on radio, what got me out to Las Vegas was the fact that I wrote comedy songs. I was a guitar player, and I started writing comedy songs. And that got me into radio out in Vegas, and it just opened the door for me to go host other shows that were sort of sponsored by the radio station. We would bring a lot of bands on stage. I was at the House of Blues a lot, I'd go out for 5 minutes before the band came on and played one or two songs, and sort of just got used to hosting. So that kind of opened the door for me. And then through radio, I had an opportunity to host a whole comedy show at, I think, the Palace Station. The same week O.J. Simpson broke into one of the rooms. And the same week. I was out there with another comedian, John Bazaar. I was out there and just kind of took off from there, and I was able to do it and got to know a few people, and I actually moved back to the East Coast for a little while because I kind of got disheartened with it and just didn't do shit for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And then just decided, you know, if I'm going to do anything with my life, might as well try to make people laugh again. So I came back out here and ended up doing it again. So.
You know, now, when you say East Coast,
right.
I and most people think Jersey, New York City. You went back to South Carolina.
I went back to the humid South Carolina, the land of mosquitoes and
skeeters.
Skeeters, skinny dudes with big fat wives. That's because that's my dad and my mother. Yeah, so you know, it's funny. My mother's actually from Brooklyn, uh-huh. New York, and my father is from South Carolina. So I'm only half racist. And, you know, the family reunions are weird. You know, you got the mob on one half of the room. You got the Klan on the other, you know. So, you know, you got Jimmy the Chin meeting Earl the Grand Wizard. It was a freaky scene, man.
You know, the thing that I've thought about is that, like, Carolina has a coastline. And that's obviously why you say East Coast.
Right.
And then one day I thought about the fact that Mississippi and Alabama
mm-hmm.
have a coastline.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right.
So the South really has a coastline, mm-hmm. but you never really think about those states being surfer states.
Oh, no, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Not at all, huh?
Because California, that has a coastline, but
right.
you think of, dude, sup, what's good? Hit some smooth waves.
Nope.
You don't ever think of...
No, it's South Carolina. Those states are the, let's put some wheels on the Lazy Boy recliner and tie it to the back of a pickup truck and go down the street states. That's what those are.
Yeah.
That's the hey, watch this, Bo kind of states. You know, good times is what it is. But you don't see too many. I mean, there's surfers out there, but you don't think about it. You know, because everybody thinks dumb rednecks when they think the surf.
Right.
Yeah.
And you would think of like how'd you get a gun wreck on your surfboard?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm trying to have that image of my head of like.
Yeah,
I don't. I think they go to the beach,
right?
But they don't enjoy the do they not have the waves like other states? Or do they just go, hey, let's go down to the beach and drink and burn shit?
That's what they do, yes. What do you need a surfboard?
They would just put it in a big giant teepee pile and burn them, right?
So, well, yeah, we did that. No, first you get a barrel. Uh-huh. Then you have to take turns shooting holes in the barrel. So, yeah, so you can get airflow. And then you put the surfboards in the barrel. And then you light it on fire. And then you drink Miller Lite until you can't stand up anymore.
Well, you know, that's something I've never heard before. We drink Miller Lite till we couldn't stand up. I didn't know that was possible.
Well, we're watching our calories, so we take the light beer.
Because I've heard of people drink tequila till they pass out and wake up at another state.
Sure.
But I've never heard of a Miller Lite disaster.
There is such a thing as a Miller Lite blackout.
I got drunk and I woke up in a Home Depot.
That's right. In the parking lot, way across town. Don't know how I got there.
I didn't know Miller Lite made you drunk. I just thought it made you fart.
Fat and fart, right, yeah. No,
I'm learning something from you guys.
That's why you have to buy it by the case.
Oh.
Because it takes a case. That's awesome. Oh, man.
So tell us more about, how would you describe your stand-up act?
You know what? Anything that makes them laugh. I don't care how stupid, silly, if it's a fart joke, a penis joke, or I don't really have smart jokes because I just don't. You know, like one time I said, I don't wear glasses because I can take a punch, which is like the smartest thing I ever said. But as far as a joke goes, you know, because you have to think about, you don't hit a guy with glasses on, but he wears them because he can take it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'd just rather talk about how stupid I am. And so my stand-up, it's a mixture of comedy songs, because I play the guitar and do that, and just goofy-ass one-liners and stupid stories.
And it works.
It works. They like it. And then I discovered one day, if I take my shirt off and slap my tits around, people seem to enjoy that.
And they really do.
I don't get it. They do.
Because that's what I've been following every night.
I'm sorry.
No, and I love the fact the first night you go, hey, the first day I get here, hey, you know, I do this thing where I take my shirt off and I slap my tits and point at the audience. I hope you don't mind. I won't do it if you don't.
And what's crazy about this business is that's where you can hear actual conversations like that. Hey, yeah, you know, just so you know, I do take my shirt off and slap my tits and point at the audience. That's a normal conversation in this business.
And you're like, is that okay? Yeah, fuck. If I can't follow that, I really ought to.
Right. Well, you know, I do that because you're the headliner. It's your show. And you'd be surprised.
Have you had somebody go, please don't slap your tits and point at the audience?
That's another conversation that, yeah. I haven't had anybody ask me not to do it, but I can tell they didn't like it for whatever reason. I don't know why. So, you know, every headliner we have come through here, I always ask just to be, you know, a nice guy.
Yeah.
And but, you know, it's like a courtesy thing. Most people are cool with it. Nobody said no, but, you know, there's a couple of older comedians that are, you know, maybe from the old school that probably don't get off on that.
What is old school?
Just old. You just have to be an old comedian.
But at what point does it become old? It's like you and I were talking the other day, and I don't know if I should bring this up. You said you were related to somebody. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Jimmy Fallon is my first cousin, my mother's brother's son. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's unfortunately, we didn't grow up together. Details of that story I'll keep to myself, but you know.
Oh, come on!
You know, well, you know, it's you know, family drama.
You're from the South.
Yeah, that's right. You got to hate somebody, right? You know, so either way, they were in New York, we were in South Carolina, and they actually moved up to Saugerties, New York. So even when I went to New York, we would go to Brooklyn. So I still didn't get to see them. So we didn't really grow up together. We know each other. We talk every now and then.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't want to make it sound like I can just call him up and say hello right now.
Right. Well, the point of this, of where I was going to go with that, is I was telling you that I had heard, if you don't get it, you're just too old. That's how they're marketing Jimmy's show, is if you don't get it, you're just too old.
Well, and that bleeds over from Saturday Night Live, because I interviewed a writer, I can't remember her name, but I interviewed a writer from Saturday Night Live one time, and that's exactly what she said. If you don't like Saturday Night Live, then you're just too old. No, it's possible that Saturday Night Live fucking sucks.
It's just very, very possible.
I get the jokes.
Yeah.
They're just not funny to me.
I'm still amazed that anybody ever uses the phrase in this day and age, hey, did you see Saturday Night Live?
Right. Well, and now you're in the world of DVR, and so you can just fast forward through commercials and bits that you don't like or whatever. And I don't know how nobody, I don't think, watches television, like, in real time anymore, because everything's DVR'd, and, you know, and you go back and just scan through it.
Old people do.
Old people do.
Yeah. And I think that's another one of the problems. There's so much in the industry that I think is common sense, mm-hmm. but they don't really want to think about it.
Right.
You and I are not going to watch TV on a Friday night.
No.
We're going to DVR. We're going to watch it later.
Right.
We're going to watch Craig Ferguson at noon when we wake
that's
up
right.
the next day, because we DVR'd it. But I think there's a lot of people, like older people, my parents or whatever, that watch TV in real time.
Right.
They don't market shows to them.
No.
They make TV for younger people.
Yep.
But yet the older people are the ones that actually watch TV.
And you know what? The older people are the ones that actually spend money.
Spend money.
So when it comes to advertising,
I don't understand the concept. We want that $18 to $35.
18 to 35-year-olds do not go out and buy Bayer aspirin. Sorry, they just don't.
No, they get hangover shots.
Yes, they get that. Unless you're 18 years old and you were taking that Risperdal and now you got chick tits.
Then you can slap them and point
that's
at them.
That's what it was. I took that Risperdal, and now I got boobs. And I'm making them work for me.
But doesn't that semi make sense? I mean, they don't really make TV shows. It's all young and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons some of the shows I can't even watch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll watch some of those old shows, and you realize the old head detective was 60 years old.
Yeah.
And the actor was 70, and he's the grumpy one,
mm-hmm.
and that you watch some new show and the head of the department is 25 and she's beautiful, like, you know what? I know TV isn't real, but this isn't fucking real.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what, are we going to be politically incorrect?
No, yeah, go ahead, okay. Go for it. This is Remasculate.
The fact that Sullivan and Sons got re-upped for another season tells me I have a chance to be somebody in this business. That is the worst show I've ever seen, and it is so blatantly forced. As far when it comes to the cast,
uh-huh.
I get it. We're all different colors and whatever.
We need a white guy, and a black guy, and an Asian guy.
We need a fat guy, and we need a lesbian woman.
To me,
it does not work. It's so forced. And don't get me wrong, there have been some white-ass shows, like The Cosby Show.
Uh-huh.
I used to say Friends was the whitest show in the world. My buddy said, no, it's The Cosby Show.
But you know, that was still a great show.
Sure.
And I think a great show, because I think it showed that everybody is the same.
Sure.
Instead of just trying to perpetuate a ghetto kind of thing.
Right,
You know, look.
And I think that was brilliant, but I think nowadays it's almost gone in reverse. It's almost like they want to see just the ghetto with a bunch of, you know, minorities, and then you have the super white shows. At least at that time, they were trying to integrate it and make it look like we're all the same, but it almost like it doesn't sell anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to have, you know, idiots, you know, the Jersey Shore idiots, or you got to have, you know, whatever's...
Well, it's kind of the same thing that happened with the comedy club that I used to bitch about was... It used to be just a comedy club.
Right.
Yeah, you go to a comedy club, you saw everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became Hispanic Tuesday. And then, you know, and then it
Taco Tuesday. I remember that.
You know what I mean? It just... you said it. I didn't. But they started dividing them up into nights or weekends.
And then
it was like, wait a minute, we're supposed to be all the same. We're just comedians. If you start breaking it down, you're breaking it down. I've never understood the whole concept of wanting to perpetuate that we're mm-hmm. different. Just push us together and let's all get along. But it seems like over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, there's more of a move to shove us all into some kind of group, you know?
Gotta be. Well, you know, and we still, I don't know if it's on purpose, but we still seem to segregate ourselves. But we just do. You know, you have different channels, and not just race, but race, religion, and sexual orientation, all of it.
Yeah.
You know, now you have to have a channel for everything that's different.
The logo channel.
You got to have the gay channel. You got to have the white channel. You got the black channel. You got to have the Hispanic channel that I can't understand.
And you still watch it.
I still watch it.
You can't understand it, but you still watch it.
I think he's mad. I don't know what he's saying, but he looks pissed. So I can kind of follow along, you know.
Is it the big... This table's noisy.
I'll try not to touch it.
That's okay.
between the AC going and this table. It's only 104 degrees outside in Las Vegas right now. So.
If you hear that really bad hiss, and I'm sure you do, that's the air conditioner vent directly above us. We thought about moving into the showroom, but there's an air conditioner vent in there too. So it's just as loud. So we hope you're sticking through this.
Yeah.
So as far as sitcoms, old sitcoms, let's go old sitcoms. Okay. What was your favorite?
All in the Family.
That was it, wasn't it?
All in the Family.
Would not get made today.
No, no. Isn't that something, though? It would not get made. It wouldn't get made, you know what, if I can even be...
More politically incorrect?
Right, right. It wouldn't get made by white people nowadays. It seems acceptable to do that if you're a different minority or ethnic group.
Right.
But for some reason, you can't have an old white man making racist jokes anymore, even though it always turned around and blew up in his face.
Made
and that was the
bad.
Whole point of the show. Yeah. We still can't have it nowadays because people would be outraged.
He can't say that.
Yeah, right. I can't believe it. Yeah. And they, you know, that's what I love about Family Guy. Even though Family Guy's an animated show, they get away with all that because it's a cartoon. Yeah. But if it's a live action show or, you know, like a sitcom, people would throw, you know, it'd be up in arms.
Or the actor would be in trouble for accepting a role like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was phenomenal. And actually didn't like, now I'm from the South. I did not like Heat of the Night when Carol O'Connell started doing Southern, but I liked him better as Archie Bunker. And he will always, you know, he's always
Archie Bunker.
But I love that show. And what else I used to watch when I was a kid? Starsky and Hutch. That was nice, but that wasn't really pushing any kind of envelopes. But as far as sitcoms, All in the Family was the one.
You know, when you watch those shows now, like you watch a Starsky and Hutch, you realize how bad it was.
Oh, The Incredible Hulk. I tried
to
watch that.
You beat me to it. That's what I'm going to...
I tried to watch that the other day. It was horrible.
Horrible.
I liked this when I was a kid. Loved it.
You can see the bad wig. You can tell that he's picking up the front of the car, but the back of it obviously is on a winch. You know? There's just so much of it.
You can tell that the Incredible Hulk is just slightly bigger than the average man. It's, you know, not like the CGI Incredible Hulk movie where
the
guy was
of
like
a tank.
Right, he was as big as a truck, but no, on the, yeah, it was.
Yeah, because that's where I was going to go with that. I saw the same thing that I had a rerun, and I thought, how did I love this?
Yep. Being from the South, I love The Dukes of Hazzard. And I tried to watch that later in life and just couldn't. It was so cheesy and dumb, I couldn't do it.
We're talking about shows that they can't make now.
Right.
You know, or did you read recently that California passed a law that they can't use the Confederate flag?
Good Lord.
So they could not use, I don't think they could make that now because of the General Lee. The General Lee had the Confederate flag right on it.
Pretty big. The whole top of the car,
So I don't even think a show like Dukes of Hazzard you could take and go, hey, we got this idea about these rebel country boys that kind of have this.
Yeah. If they made, you know, they love to remake stuff. And the Dukes of Hazzard movie that they remade, which was horrible,
stunk more than horse
horrible.
Shit.
But yes, right. But there will be some point where they remake it again where somebody in that car is going to be black and somebody's going to be Asian. Because that's how we ruin shit.
You mean like Wild Wild West?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly like Wild Wild West, now that you mention that.
That was the weirdest thing ever for me.
I'll top that with the new Kojak. It wasn't on long, but you know, Vin Rames was Kojak, which just proved to me that America is ready for a black president, but we will not stand for a black Kojak.
No. And Ironsides, they better bring Ironsides back.
Same thing.
Was it the same actor from Heat of the Night?
You know, I'm not sure. I didn't watch it. I hate everything.
But again,
all the time.
That didn't work either. And you,
The Honeymooners.
Honeymooners
didn't work out.
Another
same
one they didn't
same
do.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Just I think the younger Hollywood, because they're raised on. Cannibalizing other things, like, you know, they're raised on rap music that you steal a lick from.
You sample everything.
Sample everything. It's okay to do that. Just take a little bit of that, put it in this and that. Mm-hmm. Where's the real creativity? I don't think there's actually. It's almost like that. Remember that old movie Barton Fink, where they hired a movie writer to do TV.
Yes.
I don't think that's happening anymore.
No.
We don't have real writers and real creative people. No. We've just got each other's friends. Hey. You know, you've written some jokes at the comedy club.
Right.
Why don't you come help me run a station?
Yeah, let's throw darts. Let's put a big thing on the wall with ideas and just throw darts and whatever it hits. That's what we're going to do this week. Well, and I think now we're in the new reality television era. And now you don't have to have any kind of talent. You just have to have 19 children, and you can be a television star. You know,
which is true. But how is that going to be good for TV in the long run? I mean, as far as
reruns? If I've seen a reality show, do I want to watch it again?
Yeah, no.
Where's that 5-year syndication goal?
Right. I can. There's a reason Jerry Seinfeld is the richest actor in Hollywood. If that, you Google it. They just did a story because of all the reruns of Seinfeld, and it was an actual show that they wrote. And one of my favorite shows, but now, you know, who gives a shit about Honey Boo Boo ever?
Ever.
But,
ever.
You know, but we're all waiting because we can't wait to see her on the front of the tabloids all pregnant and methed out of her mind when she's 18, because that's what we're waiting for, you know, so it's insane. But, you know, it's every day I turn the TV on, I see a new show for a reality show that's it's getting dumber and dumber. And dumber.
You had to have
loggers, and now you got the ice road people. Now they're going to Siberia to cut trees down because apparently it's
swamp
not the same.
Loggers.
Yes,
swamp loggers. We pull trees out of the river. Tuesdays at 9.
You got a tree in the water? We'll get it. But then they'll have swamp loggers, then swamp people. It's a spinoff swamp. This it's almost like if something catches on, they just jump on it and water it down as they milk it as much as they can
until it's gone.
Right.
Well, like they what was the storage wars?
Storage wars. Right.
And then there was storage something else. And then there was Texas storage wars. And then
I just saw it today. You used to have flip this house.
Yeah.
And then you got flip this block where they're trying to sell the whole damn block or something. It's ridiculous. But say that Jay jump on, ooh, that was kind of a hit. Let's put this spin on it, or you know, and then it gets so ridiculous.
I tell you, one of those shows that I love and I really do miss was Changing Rooms. Did you ever watch Changing Rooms?
No, never seen that.
I started watching it from England. That's where I saw it originally.
Right.
Where two people change houses.
Oh,
and then
okay.
they get to redecorate each other's.
Right.
And they either love it, or I've seen people cry. I can't believe you did this to my house, you know.
Yeah.
And then they did an American version of it, and which wasn't as good. For whatever reason, America won't push shit to the limit.
No.
You know what I mean? They would do stuff over there, and you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're gluing skulls to the wall in this kid's bedroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They would not do stuff like that here. And I think a lot of times when they try to do American versions of other shows, they never work because you don't do what made it so good to begin with.
I think anything Americanized is slightly watered down, whether it comes to our food. You know, you eat at a Mexican restaurant, you're not eating authentic. I don't even care if the people in the back are Mexican. You're not eating authentic Mexican food. We Americanize it. Same thing with pizza, all of it. It's, everything gets Americanized, and it's just not as good as the original, unfortunately. But,
I
don't know.
Yeah, it's like Taco Bell. I noticed the other day, I love Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I talk about them on the show all the time because I love them. I eat there, so I'm not slamming. I still hope you give me free food and want to sponsor one day.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm in there, and there's a sign I'd never noticed before that said Mexican-inspired food.
There you go. Yeah.
Mexican-inspired.
In case you call them out on there. In case you call them out, they can say, look, we didn't say it's Mexican. It's inspired.
Inspired. Mexican.
Which is awesome. That's great. Yeah. It's funny, and it's, you know, I go to, there's a, you know, Vegas has a copy of everything. So if there's something famous, like a deli in New York, you can find it in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I always wondered if it's just as good. You know, there's a pizza joint right up the road here that's also a famous one in New York, and I really like it. But now I want to go to New York to see if it's the same, just as good, or it's just some sort of Vegas BS copycat, you know. But it's, I used to eat Taco Bell all the time, but you know, unfortunately I became diabetic, so now I can't eat that kind of stuff anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's type 2, electric boogaloo.
Ah, shit. Slap a titty and point at me.
Here you go. Yeah, so I got to use up on the Taco Bell now. But
is there something in Taco Bell that's bad for you on that, or is it just a weight?
If you're diabetic, anything sugar, anything carbs. So it's all that, you know. Taco Bell is full of the white tortillas.
Suck.
Well, you know what? But I got to tell you, before I became diabetic, I had a good time. It was a good time.
That's what leads up to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what leads up to it, right?
Yeah, that's one of those things. It's kind of like I told somebody about Vegas the other day. You could do all this stuff. You think you've partied, but you have not partied until you've been tasered into compliance.
That's right.
And that's kind of like partying. Yes. You haven't partied until the doctor says, you have diabetes. Now stop.
Yes, that's it.
Now stop.
Yes. And they're serious about that. You can't joke around. I thought I was having a heart attack. And apparently it's the same sort of symptoms, chest pains, you feel dizzy, whatever. So I go down to the doctor, and they take blood work, and they come in, and she says, well, you know, what you have is onset type 2 diabetes. And I said, well, of course I do, with an ass this sweet. And she just looked at me.
No, with an ass this ass, sweet?
Yeah, my ass, I got a sweet ass. My ass is so sweet I got diabetes. And just nothing. I got nothing out of her because they're trained to be that professional that you can't joke around about that kind of stuff.
Well, you do have a pretty sweet ass.
Oh, it is nice. It
have
is
you ever
nice,
thought about wearing assless chaps on stage and slapping your titty?
That might be
people?
Too sweet. That might just be too sweet. Give the that whole could, room.
When you start the headline, that should be your closer.
Yes.
You know, just take it one step
yeah.
further.
Oh, they'll be ready to leave after that.
Look, they're standing up.
Yes, standing up
and walking out,
moving towards the door.
Well, that's anyway. What they do at the end of a show.
That's what they do.
So right? You're like creating your own. Do you see that?
Yeah.
They stood up,
folks. You will know when it's time when the show is over. You will just trust me. You will know.
That's awesome. Well, now the name of the show, as I call this, is Remasculate, because
okay.
I have this whole idea that we're starting to become a very pussified nation.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And what do you see that's happened in today's society that you go, that just needs to stop before it's out of control? I mean, is there, because I go, you know, like men shaving their chest,
right,
Brazilians,
mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. Is there something that you see that go, okay, men, you have got to stop this shit?
It's the pink fucking shirts. It's not, you can call it salmon all you want. That is pink, and you're wearing it. Stop it. Stop it.
But what about this, though? The people that say, you're man enough to wear pink.
You might be man enough. I'm man enough to do a lot of shit that I don't do. I'm mad enough to bang another dude, but I just don't. Because it's not my thing. If it's your thing, that's fine. It's just
but
not
y'all
mine.
Could watch NASCAR together.
It's funny you say that. I have a gay brother, but I also had a gay roommate when I first moved out in Las Vegas, and they were sports fanatics, and I am not. I'm straight, and I don't like sports. And I would come home, and they would be curled up on the couch together watching football, and I thought, well, look at that. You can get laid and have somebody to watch
they're
the game with.
They're cuddling and watching curling.
That's right. So, yeah, I tell you something else, though. It's the whole, you know, nowadays, it's so much different. We all have to be tolerant of each other nowadays, and we all have to worry about each other's feelings. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
When everybody gets a trophy for everything, and you can't, you know, some games don't even keep score
right.
now.
Your attendance.
Right, yeah.
You just made
show
it.
Show it up. So here's a ribbon for you. But you know what? When I was a kid, it's the whole bullying thing. Now, I don't get, I got accused of cyberbullying, which is insane, on a computer. I'm not, you know, and it was, and actually, I can't remember her name, but
are
it was.
Are you that competent enough on the computer?
No, 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 no. You know, I had a problem with my computer one time, and it told me to delete cookies, so I deleted like 2 bags of them, and still my computer was fucked up. But I had, it's a long story, but there was this fetish in the porn world called BBW, which is big.
Big beautiful
basically,
women.
Yeah, basically,
big beautiful women.
Yeah, let's say that. Or fat chicks. Whatever you want
okay.
to say. Okay. So there's this one famous big porn star, and Sherry something, that's as far as I'll say. And she actually had a fleshlight, if you don't know what that
I
is.
Do, I know.
Okay.
I not even do I know what that is. My girlfriend knows what that is. And only because if you listen to podcasts,
right.
several of them are sponsored by
yes,
fleshlight.
Yes. Right. My girlfriend was so stupid, she thought my fleshlight took batteries.
a good one does.
A good one does, yeah. But this girl had a fleshlight in her likeness, okay, and they were promoting it, and I was doing a blog for a certain adult website. I can only remember the name of it now. And so they wanted me to do like this top 10 list about fleshlights. So I'm making all these jokes. Somehow or another, I insulted this girl. So we end up getting into a Twitter fight, which is ridiculous because this woman has a shit ton of followers, and I have 37.
Yeah.
So all you're doing is putting a spotlight.
So, hey, Custer, why'd you piss off the Indians?
Yes, right. So anyway, make a long story, shit.
Yeah.
We go back and forth, and, you know, she can't outwit me because I write jokes for a living. So I'm hitting it, and she accuses me of cyberbullying her. And I thought, this has got to be the most ridiculous shit. You turn your computer off, you block the person, nobody's touched. So when I was a kid, a bully put his hands on you.
Yeah.
A bully, you know,
you were actually beat up.
Right. You were jacked up against a wall. Now, right. if you call somebody a name, you're bullying them.
Right.
And that's where I think where we're falling apart now is because, you know, when I was a kid, you know how you stop, you got a bully to leave you alone?
You beat the shit out of him.
Right. Thank you. You punched him in the face and it didn't bother you anymore.
Well, this will go back to things that I've said before and it pisses so many people off. I think, and I don't mean to be mean about this,
right.
but it goes back to a society of single mothers.
Yes.
I think it goes back to all these, there's not a man in the house to go, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Quit pussying the little kid up. It's we've got all these single mothers that go, you know, my child, and I don't have time to get off work to come down here to take care of this. And I don't, and I'm not meaning that bad. I just think we need to face reality.
Yeah.
We have a society of, we're not raising men to be men anymore.
No. And we're such in a litigious, I don't even know what that word means, but I thought I'd throw that out there. Society, everybody wants to sue everybody. So you got schools and organizations and companies that aren't willing to do. You know, remember we were in school, we used to get spankings.
Oh,
teachers
yeah.
were allowed to spank you.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can barely say hello to a kid without getting sued.
I went down to the school for a parent-teacher meeting with my kid years ago. And, you know, we were sitting there, and it's where you get to meet the teacher the first year part of the year. And I go, oh, by the way, I'm letting you know, I have a okay with you spanking my kid.
Right.
Oh, I can't do that. No, I'm telling you. No, I'm okay. She goes, no, I can't do that.
Give me a release form. I'll sign it.
And that's what I did. I'm like, no, you can't. I'm telling you right now because I understand you need control of the classroom.
Right.
If he gets out of control, I'm saying it's okay.
Smack
she goes, no, legally we can't.
Can't
I go, well,
it.
Then, you know, call me. I'll come down and spank him in front of the room and I'll humiliate him.
Right.
Because I think that's part of it. It's missing is that shame and humiliation.
Sure. And you,
that you got pulled out of school and spanked or got... Remember having to go stand in the corner in school?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about the fucking dunce cap?
We had a dark room we had to sit in. It's almost like a closet, which is where my brother came out of, I think. I'm going back to the gay thing in case you're not keeping up.
I looped it.
But, you know, when I was a kid, now my mother, speaking of fathers, my mother wore the pants in the family ever since my dad started cross-dressing. Anyway, but she,
another story.
Yeah. She was like the man, you know, and she's from Brooklyn, and she's a brawler. She will punch you in the face, and she was the dad and the mother in our family, and teachers were not allowed to spank us. However, if we got in trouble and the teacher called, you'd want the teacher to spank you rather than my mother.
Yeah.
So I remember one time I did something in class, and the I was going to get a spanking from the teacher, and I said, oh, you know what, my mother says you can't hit me. And she goes, okay, well, I'll just call her and tell her what's going on. I went, no, you can hit me. No, please.
Dude, please.
No, I'm taking the paddle or belt from her. I'm like, no, please hit me. I'll hit myself. Because you didn't want to get a spanking from my mother because that was epic.
Yeah.
But that's what's missing nowadays. We're putting too many people in timeout. And timeout, when you're out of timeout, you get your phone back. And that's another thing. You know, 12-year-olds don't need cell phones.
They do not need phones.
They don't need computers in their bedrooms.
I don't understand. What's your take on that?
Because parents, I've said this nowadays, it's a couple things. I think it is a pressure thing because I have nieces and nephews, and you want them to have all the cool stuff that everybody has. But
everybody doesn't need that.
Right. Parents are too busy trying to be cool friends to their kids instead of being parents to their kids. And that's, I'm not saying anything new. We've been saying preaching, but we can't seem to break that habit now. And, you know, it's like I just sent a gift to my nephew for his birthday that cost $250. My mother would have never spent that much money on me, even at Christmas time.
No, that would have been entire Christmas.
Right, but nowadays, it would have been, yeah. Nowadays, it's like a normal to spend that kind of cash on a gift for a 13-year-old. It's insane. But,
yeah.
And that's, you know.
Well, and they buy stuff before shit breaks. And that's another thing that drives me nuts,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
You don't need, do you already have a Game Boy?
Yes.
Then play that until it breaks.
You're gonna get, right.
You don't need the new edition of Game Boy. That it's like, I need the latest, greatest. Wow,
right.
scream, cry. Okay, shut up. Here it is.
Well, you know? that's how you...
We didn't get shit till it broke.
Right. I didn't get shoes until I had holes in these. Right. I didn't get pants until they ripped or didn't fit. We didn't have anything...
In my day!
Yeah, I know, right? And that's how you know you're getting old, too, when you start just doing it. You know, these kids today, these fucking kids. But, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have a lot of what we wanted. We had everything we needed. But you had to wear it.
That's the most perfect statement.
Right. My grandfather sent me a pair of blue Puma sneakers, and I got picked on in school. I hated those shoes, and I could not get rid of them until they got worn out. My mother would not buy.
Blue. I had a pair of those. They were bright blue, with the color
right.
With the color different color logo animal.
Right. Yeah. Mine were dark blue, but still, I hated. I even to this day, I only wear white tennis shoes. I don't wear any color. Tennis shoes, but blue Pumas, and the first day I went to school, I got just nailed by everybody, and I had to put up with it until they worn out, and that's the way it was. But I think it also, it doesn't make kids think for themselves, because honestly, when I was a kid, let's say Game Boys were around back then,
yeah.
And my mother said, you can't get a new one until this one breaks. Guess what? I'd be in the bedroom figuring out how to break it to make it look like I didn't break it on purpose. Hello. They don't do that anymore because they get, as soon as
they're not even
for it, they
smart
get it.
Enough
right.
to do
they
that.
Can't figure that out. Oh, it's got to be broke. Well, oops, I dropped it. Not even, oh, dropped it in the toilet or whatever.
I just want the latest one.
Nowadays,
my friend has the new one.
That's all you
I
have to
have
do.
It? My friend has
that's right.
it.
All you got to do is whine and cry and be a little bitch.
And the whole thing with the cell phone drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because when you give a kid a cell phone, an iPhone, you are saying, here, welcome to the adult world.
Sure.
Because that connects you to the internet, which connects you to everything mm-hmm. that a kid does not need to be connected
no,
to.
Absolutely not.
And then you hear the thing about, well, you know, I need to know where my child is. This is how we connect. What if there's a shooting at school and we need to,
yes.
You know what kids need if you want to give them a phone? They need a jitterbug, like an old fucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all they
That's
need.
That
phone has 911 on
right.
it, or it has your number programmed into it.
Call me if somebody starts shooting a place up.
You don't need
yeah.
the Galaxy 3
no.
Note.
No.
And guess what? The jitterbug doesn't have a camera, so your teenage girl isn't showing her twat to her boyfriend. You know what I mean?
And you know, that's the other thing, too. I have nieces and nephews. They all have computers in their bedrooms, laptops with internet. What do you think they're doing in there? What do you think we were doing when we had porno magazines in our bedrooms? Mom never knows. And a lot of parents are so oblivious. Oh, my child wouldn't do this. They're doing everything you think they're not doing.
Everything.
We all
not
start.
Mine. We have a great kid. Mom,
oh,
no,
great,
we have a
great
kid.
You can be a great kid and still be getting into
kid.
Shit you're not supposed to be getting into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it drives me crazy when parents don't want to go check out a kid's room.
No.
What do you mean you don't go through their sock drawer?
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't raise the mattress to see if
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, look under there. So, right.
My parents, they threw a room like a prison cell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you had contraband, man, you were...
You're going to be found out. They'd find a Playboy in the air vent.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're
unscrewing the vent. What
oh,
do you
yeah.
got up here?
Yeah.
You know?
It's
but
amazing.
Parents are like, no, that's their room, and you shouldn't invade their privacy.
Yeah.
And I had no idea Annette was pregnant.
What?
What?
What? She's in there banging the whole football team when I'm at work.
What? Huh? I remember not even being allowed to close the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember? Yeah. Especially
if you have
a friend
in your room,
that's right.
do not close your door.
Yeah, and now it's, Mom.
You hear?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing in there?
Just a minute. Yeah. What's that rhythmic noise? What is that? What is that ball slapping against ass noise I'm hearing?
Nothing, Mom. We're studying.
Nothing. Oh, okay.
Okay. I trust you.
I don't know what's okay. Study sex ed. That's what they're studying. Shit. But yeah, then, you know, when I was a kid, we had to leave the door open, and I shared a room with my brothers, and, you know, back then, you had a time limit on the house phone that was connected to a landline.
Thank you.
You couldn't be on it. You know, now your kids are at the fucking dinner table, and they won't put the
phone down
to eat. You know, my niece, I was at my niece's house one time. She was texting while she was doing her homework and thought I was crazy when I come and took her phone from her. I'm like, you can get back on this when you finish your homework. I was babysitting.
Well, how are you studying properly if you're not studying properly?
Right. She said, I can do both. I went, no.
No, you really can't.
But I might be wrong because nowadays we seem to push them along through school anyway. They don't have to be smart anymore.
No one left
So maybe
behind.
She can do, yeah, maybe she can do both nowadays. But when I was a kid, no, you couldn't. You actually had to learn something. Yeah, you know, nowadays if you do bad enough.
They fired the teacher.
Yes.
Isn't that the oddest thing now? If a kid fails, well, the teacher must be bad. What? I agree that they're not all great teachers.
Yeah.
I know teachers go apeshit when you kind of go on them.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But I do think for the majority, they're good teachers.
Yeah. I don't like, you know what, I don't want to call it stereotypes, but it's like this whole all teachers are great, all teachers are great, none of them are bad, all, if I can even go so far as to say, just because you served our country doesn't mean you're not a pile of shit, because you could be. I think
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's like all cops are bad.
Right.
No, they're not.
No. Here's all firefighters are heroes and all priests fuck little boys. When you know goddamn well right now somewhere there's a firefighter fucking a little boy. I'm just trying to make the point.
I get it. I get that we're all not perfect examples of what we...
Yeah, there are plenty of priests that don't molest children. There are plenty of
majority.
Right. But that's a whole other subject about the media and
making it look like
it's all
happens.
And it all ties in together. You're talking about our kids being pussies now, but it all comes into stuff like that. The media, what you see on TV, what you hear on the radio, what's being sold. I have a friend that got rid of her cable just because Disney Network was just a little too adult for her kid. You know, he was watching The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and they were throwing a bachelor party or some shit. And they're like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what, you can't watch that. That's too adult. So, well,
you know, there was a guy I heard about in California was suing Disney for a show that used a gay couple on the show.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was called Dog with a Blog. I think that was the show. But the guy said, he goes, my child did not need to see that.
Right.
You know, this is a children's show. They don't need to be sexualized. And their whole deal was like, well, that's the real world, and we're trying to show the real world. And they had this guy on the talk show, and which semi made sense, and I don't want to seem like, you know, let's go politically correct, and I got to say that kind of stuff.
Right.
But his point was, why was it there? You slipped it in. It didn't need to be there. And his point also was, why don't you just have a gay show and let it be a gay show?
Right.
Just have a gay show. We know it's a gay show, and we can watch it or not. Don't just slip it, you know.
They sprinkle it in.
Sprinkle it in.
Because 9 times out of 10, you're not watching it with your kid.
Right.
Because it's a shitty Disney show that you don't want to see.
Just have a show called My Two Moms, and then you could either let your kid watch it or not.
Yeah, right.
But his point was, don't try to, and they go, we don't have an agenda. He goes, obviously you do.
Yeah.
You keep slipping these things into your Disney shows instead of just being honest and making a show.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, you know, they say everything is taught. Now we have to teach tolerance. Well, unfortunately, I don't have to tolerate or like anything. Now, that doesn't mean I can go disrupt somebody's life over it, but you know what I mean? I don't have to agree with, you know, I'm pretty conservative.
Well, you know, when people say tolerant, when they say you need to be more tolerant, that usually means you have to accept my shit.
That's exactly
and
what
that's
it
what it comes. It's not being tolerant of somebody that talks too much, or tolerant of a neighbor who's noisy. You need to learn to tolerate what you know is wrong.
Yeah, or what you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's you know, it's the whole tolerance thing now is, it's only if I don't like what
you say.
Right. It's okay if you can't tolerate what I like or don't like or my opinion, you know. And then, you know, but, you know, and I think a lot of people are on the fence when it comes to a lot of the political shit anyway. I don't think anybody's is stone cold conservative or stone cold liberal. You know what I mean? And I think most of us, you know, I personally don't give a damn if gays get married, because it doesn't affect me at all.
And I know some great gay people who I wish they were married.
Best party I've ever been to was a gay party.
So, like, you know.
And nobody tried to bang me, because you're looking at me. You see what you're working with over here. But it was but I don't care. But because I'm conservative, I must hate gay people. I must hate black people. No, absolutely not.
No, not at all.
But thanks to the media, you have to pick a side. And if you're on this side, you must believe this, 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 and that. And if you're on this side, you must believe this. I don't know one person in my life, average person that makes average money, that wants more money taken out of their paycheck.
Well, no, but the liberal people do. And I don't liberals want your money.
Yeah.
They want to just give it to somebody.
Yep.
And that drives me crazy. How am I a bad guy because I don't want to just give you my money?
I work for it. I would like to keep it. If I wanted to.
And I don't understand when I always call for a workfare. I call it workfare.
Yeah.
Not welfare.
Right.
And I understand there's people that need welfare.
Sure.
That people have broken backs and can't work. And there's people that have no feet and can't walk.
Right.
But you can't get a check. You can't just get
just
a check.
Because you got a bone spur in your foot. I know so many people. I think everybody nowadays knows at least one person that gets disability that really doesn't deserve it. And we don't talk. I guarantee you everybody has a relative or a friend or a neighbor or somebody that you know.
And they don't call them out on it.
Right. And they go, you know what? He gets disability, but he can work. You know, we all know that person. And it's a shame. But it all goes back into pussification of our children, because it's all working hand in hand.
Yeah,
nowadays.
It's just that entitlement.
We're all become entitled. Right.
I just think if a politician went, look, the real people get help.
Sure.
But you don't get a check unless you've done something.
Yeah.
Go pull weeds along the highway. Here's your check.
Right.
go scrape graffiti off the buildings, here's mm-hmm. your check. Run a neighborhood daycare for the single moms that have to go to work,
right.
here's your check.
Right.
There's so many things that people could be doing sure. other than just going, well, you know, I get a check.
Yeah. I pass, if you live in Las Vegas, there's a big, you know, quote-unquote homeless issue out here. Now, there's been studies that show that a lot of these people have, you know, $200-$300 in their pocket at all times, and it's a big scam. I don't give to them anymore because you can't tell who's scamming and who's not, and that's unfortunate. But what I did one night, they some of them will just start bitching at you. I walked by a guy, and he goes, hey, man, you got a quarter? And I said, no. So he goes, okay, do you have a 20? And at that point, I said, all right, motherfucker. So I said, yeah, I do have a 20. He said, can I have it? I said, no, I got to keep it. And he told me I needed to go to church.
Jesus would give me that 20.
Go to church. So I went back and said, you know what, asshole? If you belonged to a church, they would help you out because that's what churches do. But obviously you don't belong to one, so you're telling me to go to church, and this is what you deal with. So now I don't bother if, you know, if they're really homeless or whatever, I don't bash them, I don't pick on them.
But you can tell who's really
you can
homeless.
Tell who's scamming
you. Can tell who's scamming.
And I think that's the problem with the whole entitlement thing when we're talking about disability or whatever. I think the people that really need the help, we are the most generous country in the world.
Ever.
The people that really do need to help, give them help, please. But there are so many people that scam the system, it's almost hard to keep up with it now, and they just slip through, and now everybody gets a free phone.
Right.
You know?
But you can't call out anybody.
Right.
Because then you're
either
mean.
Racist, or you're a hate monger, or you're a homophobe,
right.
or whatever it is. Just add tag here, whatever it is. And that's they scare you into shutting your mouth.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be called a racist. Nobody wants to be called a homophobe.
That's the shutdown.
Sure, yeah.
It's my new thing, too, that I have this problem with the hipster society, of how bad they want to slam Christians.
Sure.
Christians are horrible.
Yeah.
They're just horrible.
Right.
You know, and there's no God. You keep hearing that now, how there's no God.
Yeah.
But love every religion.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't like Christians, but
right.
Muslims
oh, yeah,
in the
we,
Middle
yeah.
East.
We have to tolerate that.
Yeah, that's fine. You need to learn to love all.
Okay.
We love Allah. What, okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Do you see what I'm saying? There's
right.
this weird dichotomy of like,
yeah.
you want to be this one love,
right.
but you only accept others,
right,
not
right.
your own
yeah,
country.
One love, just the way I see it. That's the
one
way
love,
it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one love.
It's very
the way
weird
I
to me.
Yeah,
I don't understand. See, to me, it's like the lack of common sense
mm-hmm.
is if you believe A, it has to equal to this.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? You can't. There's no linear thinking in the new society.
No.
It's just random. I believe that. I don't believe that. I pick and choose this.
I love the hot word is always ignorant. If you don't believe in something, well, you're just ignorant. Ignorant means you don't know something. Look the fucking word up.
Yeah.
Know the meaning of the word before you call me ignorant. I had something on my Facebook post. I post goofy, silly shit, and it was a gay thing, and I don't even remember. Oh, because I had a woman in the audience one night who was a lesbian who looked like a dude, so I called her sir. Now, how is that my fault? If you are looking like a man on purpose, and you're a woman, and somebody calls you a man, wouldn't that be a compliment? But anyway, so I said something, and one of my lesbian friends, you always have an idiot that puts some sort of stupid, you know, comment.
Yeah.
And she just said, we're all ignorant. No, I know what it is. Number one, it's just a joke, but we have that. If you don't believe in something, well, you're just ignorant. You must be stupid. You know,
yeah,
so
no.
now suddenly it's okay for you to be hateful because I'm ignorant, so you can call me names and tag me, whatever. You know?
Yeah, well, it's
and,
kind of the you know, those dumb-ass, stupid Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can call us names, and it's okay. It's
right,
kind of
right.
like, you know, we're tolerant, but you're an idiot. And,
right.
and that always weird to be like, you know, you guys are the hate mongers. You just called me a name. You didn't even have a discussion.
Right. Like, well, you know, they're whack jobs on both sides. There are extremists on both sides of any issue.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that always seem to get the spotlights put on them.
Yeah.
Most people get it. Most of us are normal people that, quote-unquote, tolerate whatever.
Yeah.
Most people don't give a damn.
Well, you see the same thing when you have the gun conversation, or
oh
you see a
God.
gun thread on
right.
Facebook. I wish somebody would just shoot all of them in the head.
Wait a minute. Two wrongs do make a right?
Have you seen that shit too?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm always surprised. But they're the ones. I wish somebody would just set them on fire.
Yeah, I wish somebody would strap a bomb to them. Oh, so now you're no better than I am,
yeah.
right? That's
yeah.
kind of what you're saying.
Well, and all gun nuts are just crazy. They're just all crazy.
All nuts are crazy. You're
yeah.
right about that.
But you know
you
what?
Know.
I have my license.
Sure.
I carry a gun.
I do too.
I'm not crazy.
No.
I've never just decided to shoot up a bar because
right.
I got mad at somebody.
Something I've never understood. Anytime there's a shooting and they bring up gun control, No one ever wants to look at the numbers of just how many people in America own guns that aren't nut jobs. Okay, when you're
but it's too easy for the nuts to be able to get them. See, that's the thing. It's too easy for the nuts to be able to...
You can pass whatever law you want, and you can ban guns all day long. You know who's not going to care about it? Criminals and crazy people.
You know why they're called criminals?
Because they're...
They don't follow the laws. Stupid people don't get that.
Right. But and that's
we need some new laws.
Yeah,
criminals don't follow the fucking law.
Right. That's why they're criminals, you son of a bitch.
God. All right. Well, man, I'm glad you came down here and did this with me.
I appreciate it, Steve.
Do you tell people how to find you? What's your Twitter?
You can find me, Lemmy the Gopher, LEMMY, LemmyTheGopher.com. We'll take you right to my YouTube page. You can see my silly videos and my silly songs. You can find Lemmy the Gopher on Facebook, and you should be able to find it on Twitter as well.
Okay, cool, And people can hear it. I can hear it in the headphones. The noise is starting to kick in because it's almost showtime. We talk too long, but I appreciate it.
Had a great time, Steve.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
All right, see you.
Okay.
And that was Lemmy. Yeah, I'm back in my room, and you can hear there's no loud static. And I'm wrapping the show up because I got to tell you guys, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Share us with your friends. This is Remasculate. We're taking back America, man. I'm going to let you in a little secret. We're talking to people right now about the possibility of turning this into a TV show. That's right. Keep your fingers crossed. Put out good vibes for me. We need a Remasculate TV show. It could happen, and it could all happen thanks to you guys. God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.